one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. More than 50 million people are now bracing for extreme temperatures in the South this week as a dangerous heat wave expands from Texas. But we're also keeping an eye on severe storms. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow.
It's really in the afternoon hours we start seeing that heating of the day, the cold front approaching, showers become thunderstorms, become lines of storms, producing damaging wind, potentially even tornadoes.
Parts of the Ohio Valley, Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southeast could be affected starting tomorrow. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's now leading an investigation into the loss of the Titan submersible that was carrying five people to the Titanic to determine what caused it to implode. Salvage operations are still happening, but officials say they've already mapped the accident site. We're learning more now about a short-lived rebellion in Russia. Here's CBS's Ian Lee.
For hours, the world watched Wagner forces march toward Moscow. Social media tracked every update of their advance. Russian authorities locked down the capital. And with the Kremlin's focus elsewhere, Ukraine seized the opportunity, launching major assaults along the front. Troops cleared Russian trenches near Bakhmut, while Ukrainian soldiers rained down artillery on their positions.
Eventually, Russia struck a deal with them, pardons in exchange for their retreat. The Russian war and issues like climate change are also now making global food shortages worse. CBS's Linda Kenyon explains.
The director of the UN World Food Program, Cindy McCain, says the whole world is affected.
You know, we're having to manage crops now that have to be more resilient to drought. Our animal feed and things have to be more resilient so the animals can be more resistant to drought. There's a lot of things at stake here.
McCain tells CBS's Face the Nation more than 250 million people in the world face acute food insecurity. She adds the U.S. has donated more than $7 billion to the World Food Program. In contrast, China has donated $11 million. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Here at home, millions of people celebrated Pride today. This woman's in Minneapolis.
It's just the best time ever, best day ever for me. I think that we've come a long way, and it's been a hard road, and this kind of shows with all the families and the kids that they can be who they want to be.
Still, many are mindful of a growing conservative movement to limit rights. Sarah Ferguson has been diagnosed with breast cancer. The Duchess of York says it was detected during a routine mammogram, but the 63-year-old says she just underwent a successful surgery and she's now recuperating with her family. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
We'll be right back. Max and Kevy, we are local music. That is a double dip of Carbellion to kick off Max and Kevy for this Saturday night. Top Alcohol, Bar Fight before that. That's from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. They're going to be playing at Cadott at Rockfest coming up on July 13th. That's a pretty cool lineup. And there's a handful of local bands playing at Rockfest this year, so that's pretty cool. And Carbellion's also hitting the road. They got a show down in Nashville, Tennessee with Black Belt Theater, Love the Locals, and Outshined. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max and Kevy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin and bands coming to the area. Happy to have you along with us. I had the last week off. I went camping. It was a good time. Glad to be back in the air chair for Max and Kevy. We got a lot of good music coming up this half hour from Queen of Dreams. We'll do some Thunder Goat. That's some new music there. And you're going to flash back with some Crack Hammer, Essential Last Crack, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, Madwood Power Fest 6 is happening August 18th and 19th at the Sylvie here in Madison. The lineup is just sick this year. You got to check it out right now at madwithpowerfest.com. Lords of the Trident, of course, is playing. They're from Madison. Ty from Lords is, or should I say Fang from Lords, is the creator and the organizer of Madwood Power Fest. Let's do some of their brand new music right now. Lords of the Trident, Power of Evil. It's Max and Kevy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
our local music, Thunder Goat there from their album of Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning. It was just released a couple months ago here. Killer Bong, dude. Thunder Goat, I met them at Maybash. Great guys. I love their music. Very good. We'll have to get some more songs from Thunder Goat in the rotation for you. They're playing a show Friday, June 23rd with Court of Beast and Plant. That's at the, where's this at? I don't know where. Oh, it's at Rockstar Saloon. There it is, over in Milwaukee, I think, eastern part. I'll update you on that in a couple minutes. Queen of Dreams before that with the Dragons to Still Fly. They're playing Farmstock. Now, that's in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, happening July 14th through the 16th. It's 2 days of loud music and love, so they say. Extra love, if you want it. 30 bands, 2 stages. And they've got some headliners coming in, too. A lot of local bands, but they have a... Adam Scotti, from formerly of Saving Abel. He's headlining. And also Frontal Assault and Headstone, and a bunch of other bands. Just go to Facebook, search Farmstock. Farmstock in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. That looks really fun. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Heavy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group. That's First Weber's number one realtor group. Go to movetomadison.com for more information. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. Visit them on Madison's East Side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. All right, we got the Essential Last Crack coming up here shortly. I've also got some Casket Robbery in the list here. We'll do some Else and Fall to Rise. Right now it's Crack Hammer from 2012. Seems like a lifetime ago, but metal was pretty good in 2012. Here's Crack Hammer and Spit It Out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. jackhammer and spit it out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. All right, so the Thunder Goat show, I was correct. It was Milwaukee, the rock star saloon for Thunder Goat, Court of Beast Plant, Friday, June 23rd in Milwaukee. How about that? You know, Casket Robbery, they have a bunch of shows coming up. None of them in Wisconsin, though. They're on this little mini tour. They're playing some shows in Michigan. Looks like Harrisburg, maybe Ohio somewhere. They're playing in Chicago, too, with at the Empire, at the Cobra Lounge. The Cobra Lounge in Chicago. That's Sunday, August 13th. We're going to hear some Casket Robbery right after the break on Max and Kevy.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync Heavy, We Are Local Music from 2019, Through What We Knew. That is Else and their song Cemetery Dance. Fall to Rise before that with The Fall and Casket Robbery started that set off. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we're broadcasting all over the state, of course, originating here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison, 92.7 FM, or also on 101.1 the Shaw in Waukesha. Also, Wisconsin Rapids, we're up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, Oshkosh on Air Support, WISS, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, Richland Center, also Amory is out there. We have some new affiliates joining the network, though. Welcome, Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, The Eagle, WLCX in La Crosse. Greetings to you all. And also over in Racine on AM radio on WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Happy to have the eastern part of the state with us. And Hayward, Wisconsin, up in the North Woods, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Welcome to all of you. If you have a local metal band that you love and you want to get them, you want to hear them on the radio, we'd love to hear what you have. Send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. These guys are playing the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series with Iron Plow at the High Noon on June 30th. It's Lo-Fi Killers, Until She's Gone. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Until she's gone, bad looks, you wanna give her. Now it's sad until she's gone.
good music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace.